Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from the beautiful city of St. Louis, Missouri. In yesterday's show, I made a statement that grabbed the attention of oodles of listeners. I said you don't need facts to form an opinion. Since then, I have received some rather interesting emails about that statement. All of the emails I received regarding that statement either agreed with it, or they simply stated that they liked it. Either way, it is a statement that has been heard around the world since yesterday, where every person who heard it and emailed me was in positive agreement. Now, this really piques my Gemini brain because it was deliberately and purposefully meant to be heard, and it was strategically placed in the show yesterday. I wanted you to take it further. Think about it, folks. You don't need facts to form an opinion. You don't need facts to form an opinion. Just because you don't need facts to form an opinion does not make it okay to form an opinion without the facts. Would you want someone on your jury that thought that way? Folks, this is big. It's kind of like free will. God gives us free will. We can do whatever we want with it. Heck, we don't even have to love Him. Just because you have free will doesn't mean you can do anything you want with it. Well, actually, it does mean you can do anything you want with it. But does that make it okay? I also received some feedback from a few listeners who understood my motivation for the provocative graphic, yet still wanted to know, girl, what the hell were you thinking? This brought back memories of Palm Sunday 2 years ago. I went to church early to pray before Mass began. And as Catholics, Palm Sunday begins outside and we process in carrying the palm leaves. I was about the fourth row from the front and I had just gotten up from the kneeler and seated myself back down in the pew for a few minutes before I went outside with the rest of the congregation when I heard someone, clearly a woman, clearly in high-heeled sandals or something to that effect, because you could hear her clacking all the way up the aisle to one of the front pews. I couldn't see her, but I heard her. I could also hear her jewelry jingling and jangling along. The sound of her made me think to myself, Jezebel. That's exactly what I thought. I was just like, Jezebel. And I hadn't even really seen her yet. But she was coming and she was getting closer by the second. The Jezebel. There were a few other people scattered around me and everyone else was already gathering outside. And I could still hear the Jezebel coming down the aisle, jingling along. When there she was passing my row and entering the pews, two rows in front of me. The minute I saw her, she was like an angel. I don't know what it was, but she was angelic. And I intuitively knew this. While she was not appropriately dressed for Mass, I knew she was angelic. She must have been about 5'10 in those heels and had on severely tight jeans that squeezed her itty-bitty waist. She had on this short top with puffy sleeves that hugged her tanned, exposed midriff. She was also carrying a purse that had trinkets and loads of keys hanging from it. As she entered the row of pews, I noticed that she had to be my age. Still, I looked at her with those two tiny pigtails on the back of her head, and I could not see anything but an angel. And as she turned to enter into the pew, she genuflected, which is deeply bowing or going down on one knee facing the crucifix. All of a sudden, I couldn't hear her keys. I couldn't hear her high-heeled sandals. I just saw a vision of innocence in front of me. From that moment, it seemed as though she moved in slow motion. As she put her hands together, she slowly lowered her body and went down on both knees at the same time. She went into this wonderfully graceful and prayerful mode that was no act. I mean, she was in it. I mean, it was just, I just teared up watching her devotion. All of my judgment, all of my prejudice, all of my internal gossip was gone. Then I heard all the other people whispering, leaning into each other, whispering, looking at her, whispering. Moments, literally nanoseconds earlier, I was doing the same thing in my head. If I had someone sitting next to me, I still probably would have not leaned over and whispered about her because that's just not my style. My style is to think stupid, ugly thoughts, but hey, what's the difference? I mean, it's still sending someone negative chi. Anyway, I sat there listening to these whispers and watched her. Then I smiled and said to myself, you know what? You go, girl. Then I thought, hey, people, do you really think God is looking at her in disappointment right now? Or is he looking at you? Back to that statement, you don't need facts to form an opinion. Did you know that that is the definition of prejudice? It's not such a cool statement anymore when you think about it, and definitely something that we all need to be reminded of. Prejudice is a very, very unattractive character trait. And when I catch myself standing in that ugliness, I do everything I can to snap out of it and just own it and change it right then and there. In Cherokee, until we meet again, Dein de daga go haya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great evening, everyone.